Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Great to be here. A very fluid day in the markets, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Let's kick off with the market pulse. The S&P 500, it looked like it was knocking on the door of 6,000 today.
It really did. Climbed as high as 5,999.70, but just couldn't punch through. It ended up closing much lower, down at 5,921.20.
And how did the other major indices fare for the day, June 5th, 2025?
Well, year to date, the S&P is still up 1.0%, but the NASDAQ is now negative 0.1% YTD, and the Dow is down 0.5% YTD. The Russell 2000 is trailing even more, down 6.0%.
That afternoon session really saw a turnaround. What were the main drivers behind that slide?
Tesla was a huge factor. TSLA shares plummeted 14.3%. That's a massive hit. We also saw significant drops in Costco, down almost 4%. Brown-Forman cratering nearly 18%, and Palantir off by about 7.8%.
Ouch. So let's talk sector wins. The SPY/QQQ analysis hinted at some defensive posturing. What did the broader market show?
It was stark. Communication services was the only sector to eke out a gain, and that was just 0.06%. Consumer discretionary got crushed, down 2.5%, largely thanks to Tesla.
And consumer staples?
Staples also felt the pressure, down 1.2%. That was Costco's moderation in same-store sales for May and Brown-Forman's disappointing earnings and outlook really weighing things down. The other sectors mostly logged losses between 0.1% and 0.6%.
So, a definite risk-off feel. The SPY/QQQ analysis showed utilities and staples holding firmer, while tech and discretionary weakened. Did the VXX confirm that caution?
Absolutely. VXX saw spikes in price and volume, especially late in the session. That's your classic fear gauge lighting up. For SPY, keep an eye on support around 590 and resistance near 595. For QQQ, support is around 520, with resistance above 527. Those are critical levels for tomorrow.
Got it. Now, for macro headlines and market drivers, it was a packed day for news. The call between President Trump and President Xi that sounded positive initially?
Yes, the market seemed to like the more conciliatory tone early on. But then Elon Musk's social media comments urging lawmakers to kill the bill drew a sharp response from President Trump, who suggested terminating Musk's government subsidies and contracts. That certainly stirred the pot.
Indeed. And the European Central Bank finally cut rates, as expected.
They did, by 25 basis points. What was interesting is the euro actually strengthened 0.2% against the dollar despite the cut. Not always what you'd expect.
Let's turn to the U.S. economic data. Productivity and unit labor costs. What's the story there?
Not great, unfortunately. Q1 productivity was revised down to a 1.5% decrease, which was worse than the consensus. And unit labor costs were revised up to 6.6%. The analyst insight accompanying this data even mentioned stagflation undertones.
Stagflation, that's a strong word. Are we really seeing clear signs of that? Or could this just be a temporary blip in the data?
Well, the analysis did say it will complicate the Fed's assessment. It's certainly a concern when you see productivity falling and labor costs rising sharply simultaneously. It's something to watch very closely.
Understood. What about jobless claims?
Initial jobless claims for the week ending May 31st rose by 8,000 to 247,000, a bit above the 235,000 consensus. Continuing claims did dip slightly, but the four-week moving average is now at its highest level since November 2021. So signs of softening in the labor market. But the analysis suggests no loud alarm bells yet. They say we'd need to see initial claims consistently above 300,000 for that.
And the trade deficit number? That was a big surprise, wasn't it?
A massive plunge. The April trade deficit fell to $61.6 billion from an upwardly revised $138.3 billion in March. Exports were up, but imports were way down by $68.4 billion. This was likely due to front-running tariffs. The big takeaway is this will provide a materially positive contribution to Q2 GDP, and economists will likely be raising their forecasts.
Fascinating. All right, let's shift gears to earnings and corporate spotlight. Ciena, ticker CIEN, was a big mover today.
Yes, CIEN pulled back sharply, down almost 13% after missing on Q2 EPS. However, their revenue actually grew 23.6% year over year, hitting the upper end of their guidance. And their Q3 revenue guidance was above analyst expectations.
So if revenue was strong and guidance was good, what spooked investors so much?
It seems to be the net impact of U.S. tariffs on their bottom line in Q2. Ciena said they expect the tariff effect to be immaterial in future quarters, but the Q2 hit was enough. It's a shame because their underlying business, especially with cloud providers, is booming.
Tell me more about that cloud provider strength.
They achieved record direct cloud provider revenue in Q2, up an incredible 85% year over year to over $400 million. This was driven by accelerating investments in AI infrastructure. In fact, three of their top five customers in Q2 were cloud providers. They're even on track for cloud provider orders to double in fiscal 2025.
So it sounds like a classic case of the market focusing on a short-term hit, perhaps coupled with some profit-taking after a strong run. The stock was up around 67% since early April.
Exactly. The long-term demand story, particularly from AI and cloud, seems very much intact for Ciena. Any other earnings that caught your eye? Brown-Forman and Costco were already mentioned as drags.
On the flip side, how about Circle Internet Group, CRCL? That IPO was explosive.
Absolutely wild. Priced at $31, traded as high as $103.75, and closed at $83.23. That's a 168.5% gain on day one. Also Five Below. Five beat estimates and provided strong Q2 EPS guidance. MongoDB MDB also had a solid beat and raised its full-year EPS guidance.
Some other general company news was flying around too. Amazon